now, your hosts for Life from the Pulpit. Here's Nick Perez.
Yes, and how's it? And welcome to the new era of eloquence and exposition. This is Life from the Pulpit, the fastest half-hour podcast in the West, live and local on location at Merced Church of Christ, deep in the heart of the Central Valley, offering up news and views you can use on Scripture and society with a little help from my friends. I am your host for this half-hour journey into theology and other sundry matters, the voice of the Valley, Nick Perez. Greetings and welcome to the program. By now you've seen the news. Jason Collins is the first active player in any major sport to come out as homosexual. This was breaking news earlier this week. By the way, it's good to be back. I have been out sick for the last couple of weeks, and because I am, it's just me running the show. You don't get a guest host, anything like that, unfortunately. You just have to wait for me to get well and come back on the air. So I've been recouping, trying to get better, taking my meds, getting plenty of rest and that sort of stuff. And I'm back in action today. Now, Jason Collins, back to Jason Collins. He came out as a homosexual man this last Monday, playing in the NBA. Actually, I think he's a free agent now or something. He was just released or something. So he's looking for a team, but he's still active. He'll find a team. This is too good a media publicity stunt to pass up. I heard he was compared, or actually described, I should say, as a powerhouse player. Quote, unquote, powerhouse player. Powerhouse seems to be a relative term. If you look up Jason Collins' career stats, I believe he averages less than 2 points per game. Career. Not exactly LeBron James here. Not exactly LeBron James. But yeah, he's actively playing in one of the four major sports leagues. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. For those of you who are not sports literate, it's the National Basketball Association, National Football League, Major League Baseball, and National Hockey League. So he came out and nearly, I mean, just everything that day. I was watching SportsCenter. I'm at home sick, just watching, trying to watch SportsCenter, and every hour on the hour, top story, Jason Collins is black, and he's also homosexual. Nearly everything that followed was positive. Although, you can find this online. I might try to post this on the website. Chris Broussard, who's an NBA analyst for ESPN, on their Outside the Lines program, he told like it is about homosexuality, just like I have on this program, about how it's a sin. Although Jason Collins may claim to be a Christian, a homosexual Christian, if you're practicing, I think he was pretty clear about this, if you're practicing homosexuality, that's not God's ideal. And in fact, homosexual activities are sin. And Chris Broussard, he told like, "Wait, if you're a practicing homosexual, I don't see how you can be a Christian. You're in open rebellion to God." I haven't seen any news about this. I wouldn't be surprised if he was fired over that. That seems to be ESPN's MO when it comes to agreeing with God and disagreeing with the social order of the day. Words like historic, unprecedented, courageous, all those words bandied about during the day. People were comparing this to racial inequality from the 60s. Black acceptance back in the 60s. We're not this. If I were a black man, I think I'd be offended by that. To equate sexual preference with race? You kidding me? I'd at least be incredulous, if not flat out offended by that. But anyway, and by the way, if I express divine, or rather a divinely informed opinion on the matter, I'm some kind of racist, bigot, homophobe. That's how the media classify someone like me, and perhaps even you, brother, sister, if you agree with God and don't agree with what the social order of the day is. If you don't walk around in a sick daze over the fact that this man came out of the closet as a homosexual, well, if you're not just wetting your pants over this, you must be some kind of homophobe. I'll tell you, it's always bad when man says that God is wrong and that man is right. There was a quote that I was made aware of by, it's from Brother Jimmy Allen. He's a professor, was a professor at Harding. I think he's kind of semi-retired now, but I guess it was in a sermon or something. He said, see that wall? Talking about a wall in the auditorium in which he was. You see that wall? I'm more attracted to that wall than to the best-looking feller on earth. Oh, Jimmy, you homophobe. You see how ridiculous this is? I mean, this discourse in America is dead because of this kind of nonsense where everyone who doesn't just fall in line behind the cultural norm, even though that norm is offensive to God, well, you're just a homophobe. There's also another clip. You can find this on YouTube if you really want to watch it. I thought about playing a clip but decided against it because it's Howard Stern. And I don't know how you, oh audience, would respond to that. So I decided, I listened to the clip. Let me just tell you, it's from the 80s, back in the 80s when Howard Stern was on the air then too. But he's talking with, I don't even know what her name is, but she's the in-studio co-host, And he's talking about homosexuals. He was at some gay parade, some homosexual parade. He's like, I don't know, how can you homosexuals live with yourselves? I mean, what you guys do with each other? That's disgusting. I've read from Brother F. Lagarde Smith's book on this. What the homosexual crowd doesn't want you to know about their bedroom stuff. It's none of your business. It's none of my business until you end up in the hospital because of some kinky, crazy sexual exploit that you were trying to do with a gerbil and who knows what else. Yeah. Yeah. And this is Howard Stern. The man's radio talk show is a toilet bowl. Talking about, I don't know, you gays, what you guys do with each other? It's disgusting. And all the while, here's his co-host. She's, yeah, I know, right? laughing about it. And they've got it keyed up on their little soundboard. Applause. Every time he says something negative, every time he says something bad about, yeah, they're, golf clap type thing. That's how far we've come. From Howard Stern in the 80s condemning the gross sexual behavior of homosexuals to he did say, hey, you can have your rights, but it's disgusting what you guys do in the bedroom. Maybe he still agrees with that somewhat 30 years later. I don't know, but that's how far we've come. We're shock jock radio host Howard Stern And now today, if he were to say some stuff like that today on the radio, hate crime. Hate crime. You are supposed to say, agree with the homosexual. It's a beautiful act between two people who love each other very deeply. Give me a break. All right, I'm sorry, Mr. Producer. I'll get back on track here. I'm too caustic. This was compared to Jackie Robinson. What he did back in his day. Again, I don't know about you. If you are a brother of color, I'd be offended by that. I mean, it's just, are you kidding? Race to sexual preference? Nevertheless, again, it was equated with Jackie Robinson. Let me get this straight. A third string center, past his prime, who, by the way, really wasn't ever that great in the first place, who likes having sex with men, that's equivalent with Jackie Robinson? You sure about that? I'm just saying. Look, the guy, he'll get picked up by a team, but he's not that great. He's not that good. He's just not. Again, not exactly LeBron James here. Not exactly Kobe Bryant either. And I don't know. I don't know if they've been in the league the same amount of time or what. But he's past his prime. He's nearing the end of his career. It just so happens he's not finished with his career. And so this is a big deal. I heard radio talk show hosts talking about how the NFL, you're not just going to need one practicing active homosexual who's also active in the NFL. You're going to need about four or eight of these guys to come out and say, yeah, I enjoy having sex with men. That's what this is equated to. That's what this is about. Sexual preference. Listen, if this was Shaq, it might be news. Maybe not Shaq because he's still not active. If this were Kobe Bryant, it might be news. But listen, no one who dominates in the NBA or NFL, at least right now, is gay, is homosexual. Tom Brady has a supermodel for a wife. Will Chamberlain, Magic Johnson, cases in point. And let's not forget that on the same day that Jason Collins was making his announcement, Tim Tebow was released from the Jets. Ooh, the plot thickens in a moment. But first, this half hour brought to you by Christian Book Distributors. You know, as a preacher, I need good tools for Bible study. And I go to Christian Book Distributors because I can get all my Christian books and Bibles at bargain prices. With a large selection of Christian fiction, kids' books, Christian music, DVDs, books, both classics and contemporary books, as well as Bibles, CBD is sure to have exactly what you need. Go online and visit www.christianbook.com or call 1-800-CHRISTIAN. That's 1-800-247-4784. Christian Book Distributors, serving the Christian community for 30 years. Tim Tebow, drafted, 24th overall? Just a couple of years ago. By the Denver Broncos. All he did was win. And even won a playoff game for the Broncos, for crying out loud. But let's face it, Merle Hodge is right. NFL analyst on ESPN. Hey, Tim Tebow, he's just not that good, right? His throwing mechanics are all wrong. His footwork is all wrong. And oh, by the way, he's a Christian. You see that? Did you see that cartoon that was floating around on the internet, Facebook, and all that jazz? Tim Tebow on the left-hand side. It's a cartoon saying, "I'm a Christian news reporter. Keep it to yourself." In the right-hand column, there's John Collins. "I'm gay. Tell me more. Tell me more, please. You're so courageous. You're such a hero." That's what it's like with the media coverage. Tim Tebow was released by the Jets, and all that was missing from that coverage was the cry, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" I'm serious. It was all bad. "Hey, Merle, is Tim Tebow going to get picked up by another..." No! No, he's awful! He's terrible! He shouldn't even... He should never pick up a football again! Okay, I exaggerate. But that's what it was like! Thanks a lot, Merle, for that analysis. Riveting. Okay. Maybe he's not that great. Maybe his throwing mechanics are off. Maybe his footwork is bad. Dude knows how to win games. He's done a lot more in his short time than a lot of overall number one draft picks. Merle. You know, they talk about the intangibles of players. That was what Tim Tebow had going for him, were the intangibles. He gets released by the Broncos. Why? They pick up Peyton Manning, Hall of Famer, a guy who can call up his former coach at Tennessee, one of them, and tell him, "Hey, could you find this play, right flip duo, X coverage?" And he rattles the whole thing on, the whole play call. "Yeah, could you find that? We ran it in the third quarter against Memphis when I was a junior or whatever in college. Yeah, find that play. Give me the tape. Email it to me." Photographic memory, I guess. I don't know. Just that kind of player. Yeah, that Peyton Manning, who is Super Bowl winning quarterback, Super Bowl MVP, was he? I don't remember if he was that year or not. So the Broncos let Tim Tebow go. I can understand that. Tim Tebow, okay, so he knows how to win, but he's not like Peyton Manning. He is not Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is phenomenal. So I can understand. The Broncos let him go. He gets picked up by the Jets, and they do nothing with him. Literally nothing with Tim Tebow, except drive Mark Sanchez crazy. What, has this become a sports show? I'm sorry. Well, Tim, it's all part of the story, isn't it? Tim Tebow was released on Monday from the Jets, who, by the way, had six quarterbacks on their roster. They drafted another one. It was Geno Smith. Geno Smith was drafted, was second or third round this last draft. Pardon me. And so they don't need Tim Tebow anymore. Will he play again in the NFL? Probably. Yeah, probably. Someone will pick him up. But man, you would have thought. You would have thought that the Jets had done the equivalent of what, was it the Celtics? Kind of like, I mean, can you imagine if the Celtics had released Jason Collins? Who's gay, by the way. He's homosexual. All that's missing is crucify him, crucify him. From their coverage. Why? Because he's a Christian. Listen, if he was an outspoken Muslim, if Tim Tebow was an outspoken Muslim, practicing Muslim, You think they would have crucified him like that on the media news coverage? You think ESPN would have let Merle Hodge get on there? Well, I don't care what his name. Merle? Who cares? You think they would have let him get on there and talk about how awful Tim Tebow was? Give me a break. He would have been respected. He would have been adored. That's the news media in America. If you're Christian, it's bad. But if you're homosexual, if you're a Muslim, better not touch that story. They were actually debating the merits of if Tim Tebow came out as homosexual. I'm serious. There was a news story about it. ESPN talking about, Tim Tebow, if he came out as gay. By the way, if you don't think that there's a political agenda behind Jason Collins coming out as homosexual so that he'll get picked up by, it's there. And in fact, someone was talking about it that this is just a political thing. It's politicized, and it's so that he's gonna get picked up because he's a homosexual. You better believe it. You better believe it. That's the way they think. It's so crazy. And again, they're debating the merits of Tim Tebow coming as homosexual. Tim Tebow, Baptist, I think, isn't he? Southern Baptist, something. I'm pretty sure the Baptist, when it comes to homosexuality, they're against it. And by the way, if Tim Tebow really was, if he wasn't a Christian, he was homosexual, he'd be the greatest quarterback to ever pick up a football. Don't doubt me on that one. Fortunately, it was Tony Kornheiser on PTI who brought some sanity to the whole discussion. He said, I don't think this is Jackie Robinson. Right. And he also talked about that the reason Jason Collins will play again in the NBA is because he's gay. Because he's homosexual. Mike Wilbon said no. They were split on that one, but it's true. It's true. Listen, it's not because of his 2 points per game average career. It can't be. You can't base this thing on merit. If you base it solely on merit, Jason Collins should not be playing again in the NBA. Not that good, and he's past his prime. It's getting where you can't turn on the television and radio anymore because all you hear is how good homosexuality is and how wrong God is on this thing. Jason Collins, he was on Good Morning America because of his announcement. It was everywhere. And let me get back to this. His words like historic, words like unprecedented, words like courageous, banging about all over the news that day. But it wasn't just Monday, it spilled over into Tuesday. It was a media circus. That's how I got to spend my sick. While I endured my sick days, America enjoyed a sick days at a man who had just announced that he prefers having sex with men, not with women. And what's worse, this revolting preference was being celebrated. They all but threw this guy a parade down the middle of New York City. Maybe down Boston. Because he was a Celtic. A passage that kept coming to mind throughout all of this I've probably brought it up before, but it bears repeating. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Who put bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and valiant men in mixing strong drink. Who acquit the guilty with a bribe and deprive the innocent of his right. That's America, in a nutshell. We live in a culture, we live in a country that calls evil things good, an evil practice, a sinful practice like homosexuality, it's good, celebrated. And who calls something good, evil. Tim Tebow, you're a Christian? That's bad. We don't want to hear about it. Stop Tebowing out on the football field. That's where we're at in America. The only way Jason Collins' news, the only way it's historic, is if we as a country have reached a new historic low. That's how it's historic. The only way that this is unprecedented is if Sodom didn't celebrate this sinful behavior. And I don't know, there's a passage in Scripture about how there are those who parade their sins like Sodom. Maybe Sodom was having gay parades. Oh, wait. Where are we again in America? This announcement, there's nothing courageous here. There's nothing courageous in announcing in today's America that you are a homosexual. That's not courageous. You don't need real courage in order to come out as a homosexual. What's going to happen to you? You're going to be celebrated. You're going to be asked to come on Good Morning America and an interview on ESPN or whatever. Something courageous would be putting in print that you are for God's definition of sex and marriage, which, by the way, is categorically against what Jason Collins and so many others in America are now for. You know where this would be courageous? If Jason Collins had announced that he is a homosexual living in Iran, that would be courageous. Because Muslims, you know what they do? If you don't parade around as a homosexual there in Iran, as a Muslim. You know, all you sycophants out there in the media who want to talk about how great Islam is, if Jason Collins were to do this over there in Iran, in a Muslim, Islam-controlled country, he'd be killed. That's where it's courageous, where your life is actually on the line. This announcement, this isn't courageous here in the States. Something courageous today might be coming out in favor of traditional biblical marriage and values. Coming out as a heterosexual in this social climate, that might be courageous. Coming out in favor of that. We are live, local, and late breaking, folks. I got one more news story here. It seems, I think we can report this. We are confirming. Reports are out that a player in the WNBA has just come out as a heterosexual. Breaking news. WNBA player announcing that she is straight. This is shocking. You see, folks, how absurd amount of time. Feel free to leave a comment on the website. I always like to hear what you have to say. You can like us on Facebook, like Life from the Pulpit on Facebook. Also follow me on Twitter, at InPulpit. The letter N is a Nick Pulpit, P-U-L-P-I-T. Also be sure and stop by the Life from the Pulpit blog. All my commentaries there on Luke, James, and 1 John. They're all available, all free for you to use and peruse everyday Bible study. Also check out Merced Church of Christ website, mercedchurchofchrist.org, for sermon audio there for you to use and peruse everyday Bible study. And as always, brethren, grace be with you all. Thanks for listening.